Well, the summer's been yet another tiring slog for farmers across Tasmania's east coast. It's been 3 years since their last decent rain, and hand-feeding livestock is wearing a little thin. Ian Madsen runs a property just north of Bishanoe. He's received a load of donated hay from a farmer in the northwest. He's told Larissa Smith it's been greatly appreciated.
As you can see, the cattle appreciate this.
This is one of the donated bales, Ian?
Yes, this is one of the donated bales. Got a nice little bit of clover and that sort of thing in it. It's very good for them. As you can see, they're quite enjoying it. If only we could get some more rain again over that little shower we had last week. We've got the green tinge now, and it wouldn't take a lot for it to sort of recover a bit.
How often are you hand-feeding cattle now?
Every day. They don't get a lot, but they get enough to keep them going. And then when we take the calves off of them, it should be a fair bit of stress off the cows.
And that'll be happening in the next...
week, yes. Yeah. It's a shame, really, but you've got to take a big bite of the apple.
The paddock next to us, you would have normally cut for fodder.
Yes.
But this season, it's just not enough rain to stimulate that growth.
Well, we tried to do it, and as you can see, there's fertiliser still on the ground, and that's been there several months. So we just haven't had enough to dissolve the fertiliser. You get a good rain, no follow-up, and you're possibly going 3 months between decent rains. But it's certainly been longer than 3 months between decent rains this year.
For you, it's been a couple of years, really,
lackluster seasons. Yes. We had one bumper season a few years ago. We made well over 700 bales. And we were sort of feeding continuously. And it doesn't take long for them to disappear over a couple of years.
What's the situation with managing your sheep numbers?
Well, I'm feeding barley to them every second day. We've been trying to maintain our clip, but unfortunately it's disappearing. We've possibly about 40% of blood below what we normally are. As you're looking back across the road, that's basically where I run the sheep. On the bank over there and over the river on the other side. We're also finding it difficult with reduced flow in the river. You get a good tide and the river will block up. And then, of course, it'll build up and start to encroach on these flats here.
Because you're right on the Douglas River.
Yes. You don't want it across your paddocks for too long because of the salt factor. And also we rely on some of these drains to bring the sheep across, and it'll back up the drains, and then you've got water. You can't get your sheep through to your shearing shed. Not that that's so important at this time of the year. Most of the sheep work is done then.
If you had to put a figure on how much you've reduced your flock, what would it be?
Well, I'd say 40%.
You're pretty fastidious around collecting rainfall figures here on the farm. What have you noticed about the seasons here just north of Bishanoe?
The rainfall is very irregular. You can go 4 mile up the road and there's big differences in the actual falls. That never used to be the case, I felt. The rainfalls used to be fairly consistent, but over a short distance. But now they seem very irregular. Down against the sea, you can sometimes receive more rain than you can back a kilometre away from the sea, and vice versa. And the rain seems to go through in little bands.
And so you really have been missing out on those traditional easterly systems that bring the decent falls to this part of Tasmania.
Very true. Basically, the westerly type currents that we seem to be getting. And, of course, that leaves the rainfall, if any, on the other side of the state.
You also run a farm stay business here as well. How critical is tourism to your cash flow?
Very critical. I mean, you've got a bit of cash to do something with and keep things going, but the wool market this year was not good. I think when we were shearing the sheep, the... Uh, wool brokers were telling us we had to look forward to about 1,000 cents less than last year. And that makes a big difference to your cash flow. Your costs haven't gone down, and that's a big problem with the rural industry. You've got too much fluctuation in prices.
This fodder that the cattle are grazing on at the moment, how much have you got left?
10 or 12 bales left up the top. And as I said, we've got the total of six we took off the paddock next door. So we've possibly got half a month.
What will you do after that?
Remains to be seen. What happens? We've got to be flexible.
How important has this delivery been?
Been a great help in a lot of respects, yes. These are able to enjoy that. We'd possibly have to use other pieces that we've got sort of saved to try and put the stock on to get a bite to eat, to stop them starving for sooner than we want to. You know, unfortunately, we haven't got the money to go out and spend and pay exorbitant prices for hay. I also think that it'll help because these sort of cattle that some of us grow on this coast, we put into the store market. Well, if we sell all our cattle and don't continue or move, don't go back into them, these cattle won't be available for the other farmers throughout the rest of the state to be buying to fatten. I don't know whether that makes sense or not, but that's the way I sort of see it.
Missionary cattle and sheep farmer Ian Madsen talking there to Larissa Smith. Let's hope they get some rainfall at the weekend, but it's going to be very hot over the next couple of days. Check with the Bureau a little bit later. Also coming up, a new national body recommended for the dairy industry. But for now, we'll stay on Tasmania's east coast, and at Little Swanport, the season has also deteriorated further. Astrid Walters is the secretary of the East Coast Producers Group. She says the ongoing challenge is sourcing suitable feed for sheep.
We're probably lower than 50% less stock than what we used to running on the place, and we're just in the process of probably moving the cattle off because water is becoming a pretty big issue. It's one thing carting water for sheep, but carting for cattle's, yeah, pretty hard.
When you say move off, is that a gist or destock completely?
A gist at this stage, just looking into moving to another property. We've been fortunate enough to acquire out further.
And this is a property that's got more reliable rainfall?
Normally, yes. Yeah. So normally it has got more reliable rainfall, but even out there at the Woodsdale side, they've been lower than what they normally get. They've got rivers out there that haven't run for 3 years, which is very unusual for that area that normally receives a pretty steady rainfall. So there's areas of the place where we're having to cart water to tanks to fill up troughs, pretty much been feeding out as well regularly to those sheep as well, just to keep up nutrition.
How often are you doing that with the water carting?
Every 4 days at the moment.
And then hand feeding how often?
Every two days at the moment, yeah. I think it'd be nice to see a few more grass-type hays available and stuff that's probably not too aged and dried out either. Yeah, it's definitely a strong demand, and I think they're probably having trouble too with the wet up north is getting enough time to be able to cut and get on these paddocks as well, which is putting a strain on the rest of the state being able to get hold of those things as well. So it's from one extreme to the other.
Is there enough for producers to purchase if they want to in Tasmania?
I've pretty readily been hearing of people having to outsource material from the mainland and getting that stuff in, probably more so in the form of grains and cereals based products. But yeah, definitely hay has just been an ongoing issue in the state at the moment, getting hold of it.
Do you feel that that's almost down to the season, or is it a combination of factors?
Oh, I think it's a combination of factors, yeah, which is making it harder for everyone.
Because some of that hay might have already gone to drought-affected, fire-affected farmers.
Yes, so that as well, which, I mean, it's great to see that happening because, you know, everyone's in a pretty rough and tight corner at the moment. But then definitely that, over the few years, impacting with droughts and various factors has just made it harder to outsource material. It's definitely been a calculated thing, I suppose. You're trying to hang on to enough that when you do get a good season, you can rebuild, but then not deplete yourself to the point where you lose those genetics and you haven't got that material there to be able to have a base to regenerate and start over.
And this would be a similar story across this Blue Ribbon superfine wool growing district.
Absolutely, yeah. Everyone else is in the same boat at the moment, so they'd be struggling with the same thing.
You've also diversified, like many other producers, into wine and tourism. Do you think this new cellar door that you're about to open will help to supplement those dry seasons?
Definitely. In particular, being that, the highest revenue turnovers that you get is over the driest summer periods that you get. So while, you're struggling in other sectors, you've got something that can bring in some income and help support other areas of your farming so that it can bring those families back up again. Without it, you just watch the money keep going into a negative rather than seeing anything coming back in.
And this is something that you're particularly passionate about too with the wine.
Yes, so I suppose I was the one who probably pushed us down this road, working in the industry for some time myself and having a bit of a flair for it. So it's been something I've certainly had a bit of a passion for, so it helps, I suppose, when you really like doing something as well.
How are those vines holding up?
Considering the conditions, yeah, they're going pretty well. I mean, there's patches in the vineyard that really are quite struggling. It's in quite shallow subsoils in some parts of the vineyard and over sheet rocks, so given the current circumstances, say those particular vines are struggling, but on an overall, they're actually doing pretty well given the current conditions.
So you're really relying on some decent runoff into that particular dam that feeds those vines?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're pretty much surviving off what's left in that dam at the moment, so it is a bit of a concern if we're actually even going to have enough in that dam to get us through next season if it doesn't rain before then. Every day is a day closer, so I'm just hoping, we're getting a day closer every time.
Hopefully, yes. Astrid Walters from Boomer Bay at Little Swanport, and the TFJ is coordinating a fodder register and is calling for donations, pellets for both sheep and cattle, and also for transport, and anyone who can help is asked to get in touch with the TFJ via their website.